statement. Thank you very much, Chair.
De ces précisions.
Thank you for those additional clarifications. Thank you to the representative of Belgium. And that concludes my list of speakers for this section of the document. And so from our discussion today, I believe that we can see broad support for having a section on cross-cutting elements. I also see support for the elements mentioned in the working document. I would like to thank the delegations who furnished us with additional suggestions this morning that will help us move forward. And so now we move on to item 3, universalization of the convention and its norms. The various comments that we've received concerning this part are of a different natures on the universal nature and the fact that weapons and ordnance are still used in conflict. And second, it was suggested that there's a simplification of this section by comparison with the Dubrovnik action plan. There should certainly be an inclusion of a group of action for membership. There should be a second group of measures on promoting universal respect of the norms in the convention. I'm very aware on this issue, and we are all aware of the deep complexity of this issue. And that is why, at this stage, as you have noted, there's a reference. The exact language is our starting point, the language from Dubrovnik. One last point, which I wanted to mention, the Dubrovnik Action Plan includes measures on compliance in this section. And so we have kept that same approach. Currently, other approaches have been suggested, for example, to create a separate section on compliance or to introduce those elements into the area of national measures. It would be important and useful for delegations to offer their views on that issue. And so now I would like to give the floor to any delegation who would like to speak about the universalization of the convention and its norms. We will begin with Italy. I recognize the delegate of Italy.